Describe an exciting activity you did with others. 1. What kinds of exciting activities do young people like to do in your country? Young people in China like to go to escape rooms with their friends. You go into a room and work together to solve clues and escape. It's very thrilling. Another exciting activity is bowling. It's fun to throw the bowling ball and try to hit a bunch of pins. It's a bit challenging, but it's exciting to try to hit all the pins and win the game. 2. Why do people choose to do exciting activities such as extreme sports? People do things like extreme sports because they want to feel excited. Many of them have boring lives. So when they want to feel alive, they choose to do something thrilling. Skydiving and bungee jumping are two of the most famous extreme sports. Even though these sports can be scary, but that's what makes them so interesting. They're not just physically challenging, but mentally too, which makes people excited. 3. How do people benefit from trying new things? Trying new things helps people in lots of ways. For example, when people try surfing for the first time, they learn a lot. They figure out how to stand on the surfboard and how to ride the waves. So, trying new things teaches them new skills. Secondly, people also benefit by learning about themselves. Doing something for the first time isn't always easy, but it teaches you how to handle your feelings and accept that you don't have to be perfect all the time. 5. Why do older people avoid trying risky and challenging activities? Are people less willing to try new things as they get older? Many older people avoid trying exciting activities because they're scared. They think they might get hurt. Sometimes the media and doctors make them believe they have to be super careful as they get older. Honestly, I think if old people stay healthy and active, they can handle even risky and challenging activities. For example, if an older person is good at swimming and wants to try kayaking, they should be able to. But some people still let fear get in the way. 6. Should people engage in dangerous, stimulating activities? It can be good for people to try some risky and exciting activities. It can bring them joy and a sense of accomplishment. It can also spark their courage and adventurous spirit. Everyone has the right to do the stuff they actually enjoy. So, at the same time, nobody should be forced to do these kinds of activities. Making someone do something they're uncomfortable with can make them even more afraid. We should respect people's right to choose what they are comfortable with. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创。